Let's look on the next page. This is a book on page 2 of your manual, written by one of the 12 apostles of the Mormon Church, one of the early 12 apostles, a contemporary of Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism. And he wrote a book called The Divine Authenticity of the Book of Mormon. This is great. Here's what the apostle Orson Pratt says, speaking of the Book of Mormon. This book must be either true or false. If true, it is one of the most important messages ever sent from God to man, affecting both the temporal and eternal interests of every people under heaven. If false, it is one of the most cunning, wicked, bold, deep-laid impositions ever palmed upon the world, calculated to deceive and ruin millions who will sincerely receive it as the Word of God and will suppose themselves securely built upon the rock of truth until they are plunged with their families into hopeless despair. I don't know if I could have said that any better myself. He's talking about how serious this is. If this book is false, it's bad news. He goes on to say, the nature of the message in the Book of Mormon is such that if true, no one can possibly be saved and reject it. If false, no one can possibly be saved and receive it. Now notice how important he says this. Everything stands or falls. See, Mormons realize if everything was true about the Mormon Church, if the Book of Mormon's not true, the whole thing collapses like a house of cards. And I realized that when I began to see some of the problems of the Book of Mormon, I was able to make the inference. I was able to draw the conclusion. Yes, if the Book of Mormon's not true, the whole thing falls. Here's what he goes on to say finally. At the bottom of the page, he says, if after a rigid examination it be found an imposition. Now what that means is, if you examine this book and find out it's not true, here's what you ought to do. Here's his advice. He says, it should be extensively published to the world as such. The evidences and arguments upon which the imposter was detected should be clearly and logically stated that those who have been sincerely yet unfortunately deceived may perceive the nature of the deception and be reclaimed, and that those who continue to publish the delusion may be exposed and silenced, not by physical force, neither by persecution, bare assertion, nor ridicule, but by strong and powerful arguments, by evidences adduced from Scripture and reason. Is everyone understanding what the Mormon apostle is asking us to do? If we find it to be false, what are we supposed to do? Publish to everybody and explain the reasons, the argument, logically, and that's exactly, his advice is exactly what we're trying to do.